Halloween, everybody. Oh my goodness, it's an honor to do something outside the normal bounds and to hang out with my friend Todd, who's a paranormal true crime podcaster, paranormal enthusiast, all of those things, an all-around good guy.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about, like, is this the search for what's after life and yeah. all that? And I kind of said, I feel like it's more like what has been here or what is here. So my parents passed away in the last several years.
Yeah.
And my whole thought concept of death and ghosts really kind of changed. Number one, I don't provoke anymore when I go out and investigate. Because the last thing I would ever want my parents to do, if for some reason my parents are still haunting their old house, I don't want somebody to go in there and be a jerk to them, right?
Yeah.
So I really want to be respectful. But I also feel like we don't necessarily get caught up in locations where our spirits can't leave. I really feel like when we die and our spirits are gone from our body, we can go anywhere we want and probably be in multiple locations at one time. I just don't think there's any strict rules to that anymore. You're not confined to your space. You can be anywhere. And the reason why I say that is because another opportunity that I had that just blew my mind was went to Kena Island Lighthouse in Door County. Yeah. Great location. It's always been a favorite of mine. I've always been really drawn to lighthouses for one reason or another. And again, I think that lifestyle, people who were light keepers, man, that was hard work. Like you had to make sure that that thing was lit. There was a lot of tragedy. A lot of people lost their minds doing that because it was very lonely. Families had tragedy. There were a lot of shipwrecks around the area. You've got the moving water of Lake Michigan there. I mean, there's so many things that kind of add up to paranormal activity. I went into it thinking, I think my mom's coming through today. And my mom had never been there before, ever. But she knew how much I enjoyed it. So went up. The lighthouse was actually closed for renovations when I was there. So I only got to tour the island and the oil building and the workshop and all that kind of stuff. And there's kind of this stone wall that surrounds the island, but then also is over by the workshop. And I just took some time and I just said, hey, Mom, I put out my equipment. I had a K2 meter, which measures EMF. I had a recorder and I had a MEL meter, which also records EMF and temperature and some other things. And I said, hey, Mom, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're there, will you please let me know? And the instruments went freaking crazy. And we weren't in a location where there should be any electrical current that would mess with the equipment. We literally had it on a stone wall. And I was talking about one of the people I was there investigating with was a friend of mine who I think my mom would like very much, but the person's kind of crazy and nutty. And I think my mom would have enjoyed that. And I actually said, you know, Sandy's here with me right now. I bet you really think she's a nut job, you know, don't you? And I'm not lying when I say this, that the equipment responded almost in a laughter situation. If anybody's seen a K2 meter, the lights kind of light up. It's got a little meter on it. And it literally was like laughter that came through.
Wow.
And so at that point, I kind of realized we can be anywhere we want to be. And if there's a special place in your heart, maybe a loved one would come to you there. And not just in the old house that you grew up in, your parents, your grandparents may come to you when you're in a location that you feel very connected with.
That would be a very, you know, I'm sure that was a very emotional time.
That's crazy. It was one of the best days of my life.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Is there any truth to, you know, this is the day of the dead or whatever? Do people think that Halloween is like All Hallows Eve and things come out and things happen on this day that don't happen in others? Is that a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing. I do think that a lot of people think about it this time of year, right? It's top of mind because it's the spooky season.
Yeah.
And I do believe that we have the ability to fuel things to happen. Like if our mindset is on that, and we believe it could happen, I think things are more apt to happen. So I'm not sure about the scientific or even the folklore part of whether or not Halloween brings more hauntings to us or not. But I do think that top of mind awareness, you know, it's like when you buy a new car, and you'll understand this. You buy a new car, you buy a Chevy Equinox, and all of a sudden you see a lot of Chevy Equinox on the road. Before that, you probably didn't even notice it. Yeah. And so again, if it's top of mind awareness, you are more apt to actually see and experience things.
Now, if we're talking about the Todd Michaels, who's a paranormal, you know, enthusiast guy, like paranormal, it's not just like ghosts, you know, there's a guy that is on TikTok that my son and I watch, and he does like Appalachia paranormal. And it's like, he talks about, chupacabras or the, you know, Bigfoots and all these different
skinwalkers.
Things. Yes. Skinwalkers, oh my gosh. Yeah. And there's some crazy footage and really terrifying stuff out there that no one can really understand. Mothman prophecies, all this stuff. Have you ever dipped into that type of sector of paranormal?
I've not done a lot of study on it. There's a couple reasons. Number one, it scares the crap out of me.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, the stuff that I have watched is very, very intriguing. And it almost makes me wonder if the ghost or spirit portion of paranormal isn't somehow related to all these other things, Bigfoot and all that. Like, are we categorizing it? Because it's the only way we know how to categorize it in our human minds that these are ghosts. Or could it be a simple timeline slip where some of the stuff is actually going on? We're just not always able to see it or experience it. I think there's a lot of that in our lives. One of my favorite episodes of Ghost Hunters, which was my favorite show back in the day.
Great show.
They went, and I don't remember where they were at. They were at this big, huge mansion or whatever. And they were in the princess's room. The princess had this room that was supposedly haunted.
Okay.
And they were basically saying, hey, princess, if you're here, talk to us, you know, and hey, we just want to hear from your princess, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't hear anything back, but when they listened to the audio, she was there.
Whoa.
And not only was she there, but she was responding to their questions thusly. They would say, princess, are you there? And the response was, of course I'm here. Where are you? So
oh my gosh.
Almost like she was there, but she couldn't see them, and they couldn't see her. And I just wonder, was that a spirit? Was that energy that was left behind? Was that she was actually living her life at that time, but in a different dimension? I mean, there's so many things you got to have an open mind to think outside the, this is a ghost, this person died a horrible death, and they've come back to haunt the area or whatever. I don't think that's what it is. I think there's just so many things that we don't understand.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's interesting where you look at the movie, The Mothman Prophecies. I love that movie, but
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, it's really good. It talks about how this creature, comes to forewarn people about disaster. And it would be one thing if like, okay, you know, this was a one-off in some town in Kentucky or wherever the hell it was. But like dozens of people saw this thing. And not only that type of creature was reported in Fukushima in Japan before that whole thing. There's a butterfly festival in Joplin because of the butterfly people that they saw before the tornado. So it's like this thing that has happened over and over and over again that no one can explain. No one knows what it is.
Well, and we didn't have internet back then. We didn't have social media. So how did somebody in this part of the world experience something that's so close to something that was experienced in another part of the world?
Right.
I mean, that's why you almost have to take a step back and go, okay, we don't have proof of this visually or whatever, to totally close your mind off to the possibilities, I think is sad. When it comes to this stuff, am I a firm believer on everything? No, I'm not, because I have not experienced it. But I'm open to experiencing it and understanding more about it. And I think for you to experience paranormal activity of any sort, you have to have an open mind to it.
Yeah. And well, or your mind will be opened by something that you really don't expect.
Some kind of anal probing or something from a UFO. Right. Looks like we're getting close to announcing some UFO stuff here in our country. So we'll see how that rolls
out. I am fascinated by that. I'm listening to Annie Jacobson's book right now, Area 51.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a kid, I was always this huge like nerd about UFOs, and not necessarily from like the alien perspective, but from, you know, different government projects that we don't know about.
Yeah.
That's wild. Some of that stuff. Cause like, you know, you talk to, or you hear any of those big science geeks about what the universe is. It's almost like a statistical improbability that we're the only living.
Oh, of course. I mean, come on.
Right.
And how narcissistic do you need to be to think that we're the only?
Well,
I weave.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, there was this video that we saw, that Appalachia guy. And there was a guy that was riding a dirt bike through the woods. And he got to this part of a trail, and there was this huge tree that came down. And he was like, okay, well, this sucks. I can't hop the tree. And he got out and was like kind of checking out the area, and everything just shut up. It was just dead quiet. And then like there was this terrifying screech, and he's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And he got out of there. And it like, holy crap. Like there's so much weird stuff that is out there that we have no idea what it is.
And now with AI, you don't know.
I know. I
mean, the thing about AI, it's really cool. But now you can't even take for granted that the stuff you're seeing or hearing is real.
Right.
So it almost takes away any credibility a group or a person might have when they're trying to make a point, prove their point.
Yeah. That's interesting. And you know, with the alien stuff, I think the stuff that has come out just over the last handful of years too, which, by the way, huge credit to Blink-182 guitarist Tom DeLonge, who formed a lot of those, the people that, the Nimitz video, that was released because of the Blink-182 guy and the Academy.
You're trying to tie in one of your favorite bands?
I am trying to, but it's totally true. And because he brought in that Lou Elizondo guy who was a high profile investigator for the federal government that no one knows who he was. And he brought in some of the people that were the ambassador to the UN and all those. That was from that dude. And so when all these videos are being released, that's not AI, because some of the stuff was from like 2004.
Yeah.
And it's been, you know, classified for 20 freaking years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff's nuts. I do want to talk about that a little bit more on the other end of the break here with my friend Todd Michaels, paranormal and true crime podcaster, all around good dude. We're going to see you on the other end here on the Rational Revolution and the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.
We don't get